All right, we are now joined by Governor Albert Bryan from the United States Virgin Islands. Governor, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us on this busy Monday.
Thank you. It's not often you get an early Monday morning interview. It's usually in the middle of the week, but I'm glad that you have me on. How's everything going?
Very well, thanks. And we wanted to talk to you about COVID. It was disruptive to island life for those who live in the islands. And it seems now, based on what I'm seeing for tourism on the islands, Governor, like COVID's in the rearview mirror. The islands seem to be booming with tourists and visitors.
Yeah, COVID was a huge opportunity for us. At the same time, the first year was a bit threatening. We had several shutdowns, and then we realized that at some point we're going to have to be able to work through these situations and manage the COVID. And right around December 20, when the mainland was surging in November, we just started doing really well. People were really complying in the territory. We were swift decision making, and we followed the numbers. And we've done really, really well. I mean, we've had some, in comparison to other economies in the Virgin, in the Caribbean, we're doing extremely well. Even on the U.S. mainland, we are one of those people that remained open through some of the worst surges.
I've lived in the Virgin Islands now for over a couple of years, Governor, and I've never seen the business climate so invigorated. I spent the day yesterday with a private equity fellow that has moved on to the into the islands. What are you seeing? What is from the governor's office? What are you seeing from a business climate? Are businesses moving down to the United States Virgin Islands?
I mean, businesses are coming here, and I think during one of the things about COVID, people realized it's like the perfect place for to be in any situation is an island. And if you can work from anywhere, why not work from here? So what we're seeing is a lot of people telecommuting from the Virgin Islands. Our real estate market is just incredible. There really isn't any stock right now under $1 million. And most of the properties over $1 million are limited just because we've had like a buying frenzy all over the last 2 years. But in the business climate, I mean, St. Croix, which is probably has the slowest economy, our refinery shut down last year. And I'm amazed at the amount of traffic and activity that is going on. Despite that, we're working on getting that open, and hopefully we'll get it open before the end of the year. But still, when you look at the amount of real estate being transactions being made, the permits being issued, people just looking for workers, especially just like the
Yes.
mainland, the hospitality and construction trades. We're in the middle of a complete transformation of our islands. It's about an $8 billion endeavor. It's going to take us at least 10 years to get it all done. New hospitals, schools, infrastructure, airports, seaports, just massive, massive reconstruction. So we're hoping to see a lot more people move to the Virgin Islands and people from the mainland taking advantage of the tax reduction that we have in the incentive programs as far as our economic development program.
Let's go back to the $8 billion that's going to be spent in the Virgin Islands, and this is federal money that's going to be used for what kind of projects? You mentioned hospitals and schools. I see a lot of road work that's being done as well, Governor.
Yeah, we have been, we have a lot of road work to be done. But certainly, all three of the territory's main hospitals are going to be rebuilt or permanently replaced within the next 5 or 10 years. We just got our first K through 8 school bid out, and that's going to start construction sometime this year as well too. And then, I've been really putting a lot of local money into the marine sector. Yesterday, we had a charter boat regatta over here in St. Thomas at the Yacht Club. A tremendous turnout in terms of people coming in. Our marine sector since COVID, our charter boat system is like 90% booked and remains that way. And more charter yacht companies are coming here to do business because we stayed open during the COVID. So we have some specific strategies that we're trying to work here to keep the economy robust. But I think some of our major projects is the rebuilding of our tourism sector. Veterans Drive St. Thomas is just picturesque now. We redone the whole waterfront, and we're about to do phase two there. Frederick Shedd, incredible opportunities we have on the water, new piers, new facilities, including a brand new stadium, because sports tourism is something that we're also going to be embarking on, over like $100 million in sports facilities over the next couple of years here in the Virgin Islands. So very exciting time.
Yeah.
To be governor, certainly, but quite busy.
Yeah. Going back to all the construction that's being done, I would think then the islands would need architects, engineers, project managers, heavy equipment operators. When you have $8 billion of federal money being spent in a very small part of the country, that has to lead to a lot of construction and engineering jobs, I would think.
Absolutely. I mean, the answer there is yes. We've been recruiting heavily from the mainland as well. And the good thing now is that you can work remotely in some cases. But what people forget is that it also spurs movement and transport. Because you have all that construction, you still have transportation needs, finance and accounting needs, procurement. We're really concerned about the rate of inflation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem to be getting any worse. And with any major movement on a U.S. infrastructure bill, that's going to drive construction and other commodities up higher. So, you know, we're paying attention to what's going on globally with the energy, and we're doing some amazing things in preparing for the future. We're the only state and territory in the country that has free college tuition for every student that graduates from Virgin Islands High School at the University of the Virgin Islands. We'll probably be the only state and territory in the United States that has ubiquitous internet 5 meg for free in all of our major areas in the Virgin Islands. And then we want to be actually the highest percentage of solar energy that's being produced anywhere in the United States that's running a state or territory. So we like leading. We're leading now in tourism, and we want to lead in other sectors, especially business. In the Caribbean as we move forward.
Governor, you've always had a business background. Can you talk to us about some of the incentives, the tax incentives for business owners that relocate their businesses to the United States Virgin Islands?
So the Virgin Islands does not actually have a federal tax system, or should I say it doesn't have a state tax system. So when you live in the Virgin Islands, your federal income tax is actually paid to the Bureau of Internal Revenue here in the Virgin Islands. So we have a special provision that actually allows investors who want to start a import business, whether that be in finance, hospitality, manufacturing. If you have an export business there, you're exporting those services, rather, you are allowed to get a 100% exemption from your state taxes and a 90% exemption from your federal income taxes. So it really makes a good mixture. I was listening to the president's recent announcement about a 20% minimum tax rate for people who have earned more than $100 million a year.
Yep.
We're going to be the place where people like that want to relocate, because your effective tax rate would be somewhere around 2%. And I think that's really attractive. We don't seek to attract everyone. But certainly 1% of this population, 2% of this population does tremendous things for us, because while you're exempt from your business taxes here, your worldwide income is taxed on the same tax rate. So that's something we're looking to hear more about from the president, to see how he plans to implement that. But we definitely want to be the place where people who want to invest in the Caribbean choose to relocate. You know, Puerto Rico is also under the U.S. flag, but we think we got a better plan and better people.
Well, and English is the primary language in the United States, the Virgin Islands, as opposed to in Puerto Rico. You're going to have to be bilingual in Spanish for the most part. It seems like there. I also notice a lot of retirees moving to the Virgin Islands. Is that a phenomenon you've noticed as well?
Yeah, you know, real estate comparatively, you know, what you're paying for in the Virgin Islands is still below really high-end market standard. For like $1, $2 million, you can still get beachfront property.
Right.
That's amazing. You know, every place else in the world, you know, that's unheard of. So we have a lot of unrealized property value which is good for people moving down here. And then we're really, really focused on getting our healthcare system up to where it needs to be so that people feel comfortable down here as retirees moving. Right. So in case you have a medical emergency, you can be assured that you will get the top-level care. So our new hospital is slated to come in probably just under $1 billion in terms of building it. Like I said, it's a total transformation of the economy, of the infrastructure. From, what do you say, soup to nuts. Right. It's just going to be incredible. I can't wait to see our first school. The quality of infrastructure is just phenomenal. FEMA gave us the ability, and actually Congress did.
Yep.
If anything that we had damage in the storm was more than 50% damage for any reason, we get to build it back 100% to today's standards.
That's amazing.
And that's been huge for us. Yeah, our schools are 40, 50 years old.
Yeah.
Such a small community. We never really had the resources to go in and do a lot of the things that we had. So we're doing some exciting things infrastructure, and we're doing some exciting things business-wise because St. Croix has just was legislatively enacted a free trade zone on our South Shore. Mm-hmm. It's called the Economic Free Trade Zone. On that, there's a refinery in there, a deep water port, over 500 acres surrounded with industrial zone land. We have our waste management facility there, and over 400 acres of free development property from the government. And what we're hoping to do is to get our energy to a level where we can attract manufacturers who can import foreign goods duty-free, and then they'll still get that benefit of when they resell those goods of the 90% tax exemption. So a lot of really good things going there, but we're just like the best-kept secret in America.
We are. Well, Governor, thank you very much for joining us today. We sure appreciate it. We're going to have you back on next week, I hope.
You call, and I'll be there. I thank you for having me on.
All right.
Well, it's good to update people on what's going on in America's paradise.
Thank you, Governor. That's Governor Albert Bryan from the United States Virgin Islands. This segment of the Financial Exchange is brought to you by the Virgin Islands Department of Tourism. St. Croix, St. Thomas, and St. John are back in business and ready for you to visit. You'll only need to show proof of vaccination to enter with no test needed to return to New England. Great packages are now available. Experience the vision of America's Caribbean. Go to visitusvi.com to book your trip today. That's visitusvi.com.